I had this one idea to take you with me in my phone, but it was a completely different concept from any, you know, to where it turned into. So we called Rob up, and Rob was out, and he's like, yeah, I can come out and write a song. And I remember we started the verse and a little bit of the chorus, like, before that.
We didn't get, like, really any chorus stuff that we liked, though. But we loved the verses.
I had forgotten about the storm because we had gotten to Ohio State early because it was a stadium show, and, like, we had done all the prep work. And that day of show, it was, like, everything that they had set up, I remember getting up and looking outside the bus, and, like, tents are just flying by.
Oh, it was, like, insane.
It was, like, middle of Kansas kind of. I'm like, are we in a tornado in Ohio? What's happening? And so that kind of died down. And you guys, I didn't even know y'all had gone to the golf course. Hit me up. I walked over your bus, got on there, and I wasn't on there long, and you said, I got this idea to take you with me. But it very quickly, it reminded me of the nostalgia of, like, when your dad says, as a kid, your dad saying that he's going to take you to do anything is a big fucking deal.
Coolest thing ever, yeah.
And, like, just those words of, like, how do we get that emotion? And I remember we started writing that verse, yeah. And the turtle and the rabbit line mm-hmm. happened, yeah. And I saw Luke get emotional.
Oh, yeah.
And that made me emotional, and I was like, we've got to keep that, because mm-hmm. that's the whole idea of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, that will always be – we've had special songs, man, but that one will be always be a special song.
When you listen to it, it's really the singer of the song is the kid in the song, right? Like, having the experience with your dad and you know, him taking you to do stuff. And I think that was made it a little bit easier for me to write, honestly, to not be the dad in the song, right? Mm-hmm. And then when we finished it in the keys, we got the chorus, you know, and the chorus is like this big kind of like Vince Gill melody thing that we really wanted to do and couldn't quite figure out that first day. And then in the last verse, it kind of, you kind of just break the whole perspective of the song is just kind of like gone. Like, it turns into like me singing directly about my experience, right? Which is not in the song at all up to that point. And I thought that was pretty neat and maybe something that I hadn't done before. But just really kind of saying exactly what was going on in my life at the time, which is just saying, you know, hey, I'm thinking about my son while I'm writing this song. You know, Mike, he's not even old enough to understand, you know, what this song is about or anything, or the emotions that I'm going through while writing this song. You know, it's like, it was pretty cathartic experience for me to be able to write that song, because I hadn't like processed any of the emotions of like being a dad, like a new dad yet at that time. And it was cool. It's definitely one of my favorites, man. I love the production of it too. I think really nails the feel of what I wanted that song to be, you know.
It was hard to work on at times just because you're focused on everything but the lyric, and then sometimes that lyric jumps out and grabs you.
Right.
Yeah. And she didn't like that song either, so that made it harder.
He hates that one, dude.
Kept bringing it up.
He always told me he hated that one.
Hate this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, hate this one. Jeez. Can't believe this one made it cut, you know.